Community Christian Church.
I thought we were live the whole time.
Right?
Me too. I'm not.
Such a quiet crowd.
Almost.
We're getting tomatoes tossed at us already. We're terrible.
We need a spray paint and green, right? Or red?
Red and green, yeah.
Use the force.
Red and do a little, like, stem green on it.
Alright, so what do we got for announcements? Anyone know?
Hi, Allie.
Something.
Roger.
What do we got?
Oh, we still got water? Okay, good.
Yeah.
I just go when my mom goes, okay?
The
23rd.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, the 23rd. So, ladies, be there. Have fun.
Or be circle.
Or be circle, I guess. What else do we got? We got a work day coming up? Nope. We got a sunrise service on the 31st. Ooh, and I think... Tony's preaching that one.
No.
Jeez. I'm really not wanting to preach, I'll tell you that.
Are we going to...
Yeah. Of course we're going to be there.
Yeah. That's the Lord's
She's
going
to be like, I'm going to be sleeping. Mm-hmm.
She reminds me of a parable. Waiting till the last hour, right?
Right.
And then, but actually, it won't be Tony preaching. It'll be Paul preaching, right?
On the 6 a.m.
6 a.m. And then we'll have a potluck in the middle of it.
Ooh.
So bring your breakfast, I think. Right?
Potluck breakfast?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? And then,
try to buy
9 o'clock service will happen.
Right here, they're
so,
cheap.
Have fun with that.
Ready?
They go on sale.
We'll probably be here till 1.
Right now.
Probably
no.
Next week.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to leave Matt.
Because I want to get
Matt's going to be here.
Matt.
No, you got to take two people. And
Matt.
One.
Matt's going to be here all day.
How long are you
going to
be here that day?
Probably till I die.
Lucky you.
How long? You didn't deal with me. How long?
Time.
I'll take those two.
Probably the whole time. He usually is.
So,
for why?
Are you going to go before 1?
For why? Tell me what you're talking about.
She doesn't
want
to be here.
I
want
to stay with Jacob.
Well, we're the service is going to be over by 10:30 probably.
You have to honor your father.
Probably 11:30.
That's the only commandment with the promise.
Put the Bible against me right now.
I tried that right angle.
Are we studying the Bible?
Not yet.
No, we're supposed to.
Are we reeling it in?
We are trying to reel it in.
Are you reeling in the ears?
I used to say, you're really in the eyes. Why did I say that?
But yeah, so it'll be a whole day that day, so just have fun. Come with your hearts.
Little kid.
Praise the Lord.
Okay,
it's Sam's birthday.
Is it Sam's birthday?
On that day.
Today? Or
no,
well, on the
day.
31st? So happy birthday on the 31st.
Mm-hmm. Easter?
Mm-hmm. Only every 4 years it's on Easter.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Very
yeah,
cool.
Like my turkey day.
Oh, for leap year.
And Janine's Mother's Day and birthday falls.
Because that falls.
No,
it's just every 4 years Easter's on it.
No, I think
on
the
follows the moon cycle.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The 13-month calendar and the 12-month calendar overlap every 3 years. That's why Easter's on a different day. It follows the moon.
Yep. It's the first, or the so many of the full moon, third full moon after.
Yeah,
the leap year.
All right.
And then anything else? I think that's it for that month, right?
What month are we on?
April.
Is this or on April?
No, I'm marching.
Orlando picked a work day he wants to do.
What's that day?
Checking my age again.
He'll be here
when
he's
on
the I don't remember.
It's not loud enough.
Stop
he told
all of it.
Okay.
Someone's not listening.
Oh, it's after. After the 13th. What's the following one after the 13th?
27.
It's 27.
On the.
Orlando wants to do a work day.
Okay. I thought it was like. I think that would be the 20th. The
uh-huh. Oh, maybe.
This is really.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Jacob, bro.
Can you turn this down? It's extremely loud. I don't even know what mic it is, so I was like, what?
It's
I'm
fine.
Back in the
it's one of them.
He's the one who asked.
It's one of them.
All right,
I just want to know which of
you
are people online still watching?
Yeah.
I think we lost them. Hi, Thea. Thea's here.
Thea's here.
Hi, Thea.
There's room.
shy.
Rearing in the years. Is that what you guys say?
I'm shy too, girl. It's okay.
Stizzy down.
Yeah. That's a lie.
No, I'm super shy. For real.
He was at one time until he met Christ. Christ is pushing him to be up on
his I'm still shy in the world. I don't really want to be around him.
That's
that sounds
lie.
Like you're going against what Christ
hey,
wants.
You're
that was me too.
You're not shy.
I was very,
very shy.
You and then you never met a shy person.
Sure. All right,
so you guys want to pray
just
in?
Met me.
It was BC. He was shy.
Let us
BC.
Pray in.
I'm also humble.
You just negated that
every time.
Heavenly Father, we come before you today, and
awesome.
We know we're just messing around, Lord, but
thank you.
We're having fun, and we don't want it to be too serious, but we want it to be the truth, Lord, and we want us to put it in our hearts. So be with us today, and forgive us for our sins, so that you can reach us on a deeper level, Lord. Hopefully this Bible study goes smooth, and people ask questions, and put it in their hearts, Lord. Thank you for this beautiful building, these people that show up all the time, Lord. It's become more than just friends, Lord. It's become family, and we thank you for that, Lord. Bless the study ahead. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. Destruction of the temple?
Destruction of the temple.
No, that's not where we're at.
No. Just kidding. Who is the
Who
son?
Is the son
no.
of
Let's go. Is it a trick question?
You're cheating up there.
See, all right. Now you win the 13.
I said,
yep.
Who's
you gonna lead us?
Hello.
Carden.
Oh.
You gonna tell us about it too?
He did mess me up.
I have done that before.
You have done that before. You wanna do it again? How about let's have Matt do it? Matt hasn't done it in a long time.
I don't know what it is.
Well, maybe that's why you
Lying's
need to do it.
Sin, Matt. Lying's a sin.
He's too
These
humble.
Three things. Hope and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Now you gotta say it louder because the people online can't hear you.
Oh yeah, they heard me. You see it right there.
One, two, three. The greatest of these is three.
And why
true.
Do we go there?
Because we see it in every story
because,
that's in the Bible.
Because Jacob makes us everywhere.
Aw, man. See, this is like why I don't want to be a parent. This is why I don't want to like
yeah,
lead anybody.
He never
this is like all those
there.
Things
oh,
that he just said right there. That one sentence.
Now, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You don't want to respect
Matt can preach on Easter. You know, I'm going to step down.
You going to step down and leave the church?
Well, I would anyways. I'm just behind it back to the
I don't want to make you guys do anything. I only urge you, brothers.
As Paul urges the church.
Yeah.
Anyways, what this other Jacob Jensen said is what he's supposed to say. Actually, what she said.
Yeah. You want to elaborate on it, Matt?
You want to elaborate on it, lady?
That in every story of the Bible, we see love, faith, and hope.
And what is the greatest of what we see?
Love, because without love, we can't do anything. Like,
so what should be the first thing we look for when we read these scriptures?
Love
right?
In the chapter that I was supposed to read at home, which I obviously did.
That you obviously did? That's like calling yourself humble over here. I obviously did it.
The acts of the flesh are obvious.
I know.
I read about...
Like father, like daughter.
I'm yeah. sensing some hostility
also
here.
Also, that without
no.
love, not, like,
he's hostile.
There's
yeah.
nothing
yeah.
means anything.
Yeah, well,
it means nothing.
Yeah.
Without love, like if we don't act with love, like it doesn't. Like if if we have faith but don't act without love, like, or if we like in the episode of The Chosen where it was like if you like donate stuff like if you do like charity but do it to like for show
I thought she was like for show I thought that's what she was meaning.
You know what, she's leaving somewhere beautiful.
No, she is.
You're leaving somewhere beautiful because if you do it for the other person, it's loving the other person. But if you're doing it for love for yourself, get recognition.
Yeah.
So you're right on target, girl.
So where was it that I had you read?
You?
Without looking.
You
gotta get it. I thought you obviously read it.
I had it over there so that they could hear me too.
Oh, that's right.
Because I'm the only one that's not gone.
I was like, I don't think I can love those places.
John?
Nope. It's after Hebrews. Don't look.
J. Rhymes
don't look. What?
Before
he literally
Peter.
Just told you.
Before Peter. After
starts
Hebrews.
With a J, rhymes with Ames.
James?
Yeah.
chapter?
Hello.
In James 2.
Hello.
I read
starting?
James 2. Yeah, I know that you said 16, but I'm so good. I read the whole chapter.
Tell me I can put those back on.
You're so good you read the whole chapter.
Yeah, but not alone.
Okay. See, at least Jacob, at least I get the full truth now. Jacob helps.
Obviously.
So what's your verse?
My verse is...
I told you to read.
What? He's nicking you.
Nicking me.
I told you and I told Cyrus.
I bet if you would call Cyrus out right now, he wouldn't know either.
I bet you if I did, he would.
Okay, Cyrus has more life in him.
More life? What, you saying you're boring?
Yes, of course. Okay.
I disagree.
I don't see anything boring. Maybe bratty, but not boring.
I was going to say, I think the only thing he has more of is obedience.
Hey, Sam, just teasing.
The same way faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead.
That's right.
That is what I was having you
remember.
All right, so
that's the love part you're talking about.
I had a hard time understanding
that. Because if I speak in tongues of men or of angels, but do not love,
we'll
I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and I can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and go over my body to hardship that I may boast, but I do not love, I gain nothing.
Amen. Well, guys, show me.
Sometimes when people they go, oh, what's that over there?
That's usually what it's like.
They get people to look at themselves instead of...
Oh. Where did you read that?
1 Corinthians 13.
Just making sure.
13, the whole 13.
It's
the beginning
of 13,
of
yeah.
The first four verses.
For the last three.
That's the last.
You know,
that's the last
three.
Chapter.
1 to 3. Okay.
Yeah. Wrong one.
1 Corinthians 13.
You gotta make sure the person's looking when you throw it.
I didn't throw it.
He logged it.
I didn't throw it at you.
All right, let's reel it in, guys. We're really distracted today. Even the pastor and the deacon, they can't focus with us. All right, so let's reel it in. Let's.
Are you reeling in? We went there already.
All right. Like I said, I'm not gonna make you guys do anything, so I'm just gonna talk through it. All
right. I like that.
We could have that Bible study on the Beatitudes.
Oh, we could, huh? All right, so we're at verse 35 in Mark 12.
I thought there was an announcement that it was Matt and Paul on Tuesday now, and you were.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's theirs.
So we don't speak.
Already, I have one.
Busted you two out over there being quiet.
All right. Anyone want to lead us? A couple verses.
Mark 12. What?
Sam, you want to read it for us?
Mark 12. What?
35.
Yeah,
Sam. 35
through
40. That's just us, Maureen.
35 through 37. What do you mean?
No, she got her cheap.
She's like, not really.
You gonna read it?
Read it?
Okay.
35?
Yeah.
35. While Jesus was teaching in the temple courts, he asked,
Why do the teachers of the law say that the Messiah is the son of David? David himself, speaking by the Holy Spirit, declared, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under my feet." David himself calls him Lord. How then can he be his son? The large crowd listened to him with delight.
Ooh, ooh.
As he taught,
oh, we're going to 40?
Said,
no.
"What out for the teachers of the law? They like to walk around in flowing robes and greeted with respect in marketplaces, and have the most important seats in the synagogues, and the place of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses as for a show, make led
lengthy
prayers. These men will be punished most severely."
Severely, yeah.
You know why they're punished most severely?
Because they don't do it for the Lord, they do it for show.
Right.
They want to be respected on earth, but they should care about how the Lord sees
them. Yeah,
exactly. Yep, because they should know better.
They're Jesus, the teachers, they know.
Jesus said, the man who doesn't know will be beaten with few blows, but the one who knows and doesn't do will be beaten with many blows.
But they know, right?
I would hope so. I would hope not. And when they do realize, they would change their ways.
They know, but they choose to do what they do.
Right. You're accountable for what you know.
The other thing why I think they will be judged most severely is because it says they're also teachers of the law, meaning they're showing others to do the same way as they're doing.
They're leading people astray.
Better off to cast a millstone around your neck and throw yourself into the deepest ocean.
Exactly.
I have to lead one of these little ones astray. Amen.
Is she distracting you?
She's very distracting.
You know, you guys got that big mic in front of you, so every conversation you two have secretly is online.
Well, I'm going to go back and listen and eavesdrop on you.
There's two of you.
Oh, now there's two mics.
Would you I told her how she ate my popcorn.
We want to get to know Sam, but it prefers.
Hello. Everyone online's like, hello.
Sam did it.
Hi, Allie. Hi, Roger.
Hi, Allie. Hi, Roger.
Peace out.
And other people.
How are you doing, young lady?
Doing young.
Good. Hi, Kathy, if you're there.
I'm okay, thank you.
Oh, the other young lady.
I don't know.
I know he's quiet.
He was fine earlier.
Was he fine earlier?
It's probably because he wants us to teach.
Oh, who me?
Yeah. Speak for the bench.
I've been just chomping at the bit over here, but I was waiting for you guys.
Yeah, I know. I got so much to say, but
see,
you
know. We might as well just start talking because no one else is interested.
You're cutting the bench. Don't worry.
It's your night. Go for it.
Go back up to 35.
That's where I wanted to go.
Yeah, go.
All right.
Kathy, say hello, everybody.
All right.
Why do the teachers of religion
What'd you say? Wait. What'd you say, Jackie?
Question.
Yes, finally.
I thought I heard a question going on here.
It says, why do the teachers of religious law claim that the Messiah is the son of David? I mean, I asked if they understood.
Are you asking me that same question?
Why would they say that? Why would
David himself, speaking by the Holy Spirit, declare?
Okay. And so what does verse 36 say?
Getting better at it.
David himself, speaking by the Holy Spirit, declared, "The Lord says through
my Lord,
the Holy Spirit speaking through."
But the question is, why would the people in the temple ask that?
Okay, so
even though it was answered, but why was that asked at that time?
What do you get from that? The Lord said to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand." Where's that from? Do you know?
I mean, I know that's from the Father, right? The Father, the Holy Spirit, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? No?
So that's where the Pharisees got that teaching from?
Well, I'm asking because I don't know.
From the psalmist.
Yeah, it's from the psalm. And that's why the teachers would say that.
I was going to say psalm, because you have to think of...
Jesus is quoting the psalmist.
Is that what it is?
I think it's 110 psalm.
But my question
it's
is, why wouldn't people ask that?
Or you mean, why would they teach that?
Why would they think that Jesus...
The people in the temple, he asked. So in other words, the people ask in the temple.
No, Jesus asked.
Oh, Jesus.
While Jesus was teaching in the temple courts, he asked.
Oh, he asked. Oh, that's Jesus.
How
why
is
they,
it?
So it's a question that Jesus asked them.
Right.
Okay.
Same as we ask.
Do you know why he would ask this question?
Ooh, Mike just picked up all
this. What happens in the beginning of Matthew? The very beginning of Matthew. What's like the first chapter?
The genealogy.
And what does the genealogy go back to?
Oh, my
David.
Goodness.
David. And so
the
teachers of the law knew that the Messiah would have come from
the line of David.
And so when they're saying Christ is coming from the line of David.
Mm.
That's why that question was posed.
Why was it posed?
But he still comes from even before.
Yeah, why would he come from?
You didn't answer the question.
You're saying why would he come from?
Why would he come from the line of David?
Because it's the king's lineage.
Do you know or no?
Not entirely, actually.
Okay, well.
You wish you had the mic?
No.
Oh, I thought that's what he said.
What are you saying, Paul? You know,
it was a promise. He was prophesied.
God said
that he was going to come through David, through his seed. And so he was trying to show them who he is by questioning.
So he is from David's line?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why he quoted that psalm. The Lord said to my Lord, right? And then what makes the people listen with delight is the following verse, because it goes back to the first promise that God ever made.
Go back to this promise. It's back in 2 Samuel.
No, the first promise. The very first promise.
Oh, you're talking about the very first
promise. First one. After they've
way
sinned.
Way back there.
You will bruise your heel, and you will...
Crush the serpent's
head,
right?
Yeah.
Same thing, right?
Well, I was talking about the promise to David.
But the people that understood, like the teachers would teach it in that way. And the people were looking for the Messiah,
mm-hmm.
right? So when it's like the same way Christians are like, they easily get stuck in Revelation because they're looking for that day. They're like, oh, I can't wait for that day to come, you know, when the Lord's going to take me. It's the same way. They're waiting for the Messiah, like we're waiting for the Messiah to come back, right? It's the same thing. So when people would talk, like, you know what catches your ear when someone starts talking about Revelation, right? You're like quick to like, oh, what's this about, you know? And it happens to me. Even though I don't like going there because it's a lot of speculation that people go, but I still get interested in it, you know? And it's the same thing here. He starts talking about when the Messiah is coming, and what he's showing the people is trying to get them to think on their own. Why did the teachers teach this way? Right? Trying to get them to think like, oh, wait, this might be the Messiah in front of me. Right?
But he's saying the teachers are right.
No.
But he is from the
when
David's...
Israel, if you go back to Samuel, I'm sorry, go ahead.
But he is from David's line, right?
Yeah.
I think
the bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand something about this whole passage of scripture. And Jacob's hitting a home run towards the end there, but what you have to understand is that first off, I'm gonna share it to you like this, okay? When the people first asked Samuel for a king, then Jesus said, or Jesus, God said, which is probably the same thing, God said, I'm their king. Why are they asking for a king? You understand? So God did give them a king because they kept asking, right? But he expected the king to represent him as king. That's why there was an anointing put on them. Saul lost his anointing when he started representing himself and not God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then David was anointed king even before Saul was removed when he was still just a little boy. Because David was a prophet. And so David, being a prophet, spoke to God. And so all the songs that he wrote, and even this right here that Jesus is quoting, was when Jesus spoke to David. And he's explaining it. Why did he say, "Lord, sit at my side," right? You get it? Because he knew Jesus before he was ever born. Because he was a prophet. He was prophesying.
About what was to come. About same things that like Abraham knew.
Okay.
And that blessing that he passed on, right?
And the blessing is the anointing of the Holy Spirit, okay? That's why David begged in his Psalms not to take the Holy Spirit from him. David committed a lot of sins, but never sins that misrepresented God in a way that of his kingship. And that's why the Bible says that he had the heart of God. You get it? So he came through David's lineage because of the heart of God that David had. And that was a promise. That's one of the promises of why he came through that lineage. And that's why they say he's the son of David. Because David prophesied about him and represented him in a way that he represented God as king, even though he was king over Israel. And David represented God with the same heart. So the people would know who God was. And other kings didn't do that. You get it? So that's how that lineage came through there. And so when Jesus is dealing with the crowd and the teachers there, and that's why he goes on to talk about the teachers too, right? That we need to go past, what we can read, what we see, what we hear, and we need to go with the same heart as David. And the Bible says, if you seek me and you seek me with your whole heart, you'll find me. Amen? What David and all the other Old Testament prophets and teachers and everything didn't have that we have is the Holy Spirit living in us. They spoke with God individually and then shared that word with other people. But you and I have him living within us. That's something they all long for if you go into Hebrews. Right? So David was prophesying about the Christ who was coming, right, to die for our sins and give us the Spirit of God, which now lives in us, you see? So that's, he's trying to explain it to the people so that they don't stay under the law or the learned part of the seeing the scriptures in a worldly way.
Yeah,
but opening their heart and mind to the spiritual truth.
Yeah, exactly. He's trying to get them to get away from what man tells you. And go back to the scriptures and have the Lord tell you instead, right? He's trying, like, even the way that second question asked is not a, I'm going to tell you what this means. It's a, think about what this means, right? He says David himself calls him Lord. How then can he be his son, right? Doesn't tell him anything except, well, how can he be his son? And what does a normal person do when they get left with a question, right?
Hopefully
they start thinking about it.
For the answer.
Yeah, they start thinking about it. Like, well, how does he?
It's
know?
The same thing he told the Pharisees when he said that he was before Abraham.
I see.
How could you be before Abraham?
I mean,
you know,
he was driven by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Yeah.
But you have to understand that he was a prophet.
He was
a prophet king that was representing God as king.
Right.
You have to understand that part of it, because then you understand that he was being fed like we are today through the Spirit. The Bible actually says only two people in the Bible were born with the Spirit. And this is a hard one to understand, but it's David and John the Baptist.
John the Baptist.
Yeah, just those two. And John the Baptist came back in the spirit of Elijah. And I don't even remember what I was telling you.
spirit of Elijah.
Do it more with spirit.
Oh.
You had it, man.
I was like, I had it.
Don't be now. You're on a
roll. Spirit of Elijah, you got it.
Yeah,
John.
What happened?
No.
So I have a question.
It's out of the park, but it took my brain with it.
There's an answer.
So it says here, okay, so David was driven by the Holy Spirit. That's why he was speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But then the Lord said to my Lord, sit in the place of honor, my right, until I humble your enemies beneath your feet.
Mm-hmm. That's the resurrection of Christ.
Oh.
We're all set free. Everything's fulfilled. It's done. What did he say on the cross?
It is finished.
So he fulfilled.
Right.
Get it?
He fulfilled it.
But you have to understand,
bam.
King David knew 14 generations before this.
Right.
It was all spoken to him. Abraham knew. You know what? The righteousness accredited to Abraham wasn't just him killing his son. Before that, he had to accept the things that we accept today. Before David accepted the promise of what we have today, right, in faith, coming through him, before the law was ever written.
Romans,
so what came first, the law or the promise?
No, we got
the promise. Did we just waited until it was fulfilled?
Right. Fulfilled.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I see.
That's
think,
some crazy stuff.
You think deep about that statement too. David himself calls him Lord. How then can he be his son? There is only one that can fulfill that. There's only one that can fulfill that statement. And that's Christ. How can someone be his Lord and
that's
he's
right.
his son?
Right.
What does Scripture say? Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness.
Right. And it also says that you and I can't be children of Abraham through a man's seed, but only through the same faith.
Right. Amen.
Or is that in Galatians?
Yeah. Sounds like it.
I think it is.
Question?
Anyways, interesting, right? But understand what I keep trying to tell you guys, because it does relate to us. Okay? The anointing of God was on the king, because it was Israel's king. So that king had to represent God to his people, just like Moses represented God to the people. And when they didn't do that, they lost their anointing, like Saul lost his anointing, because Saul made it about Saul. See, the reason why David lasted and made it, and Christ came through there, otherwise he would have came through the lineage of Saul. But the reason he did it the way he did it was because of his heart. He never gave his heart to somebody else. He sinned like everybody else, but he always went to God. He always stuck. You know, he didn't trade himself for the Lord.
Yeah, it's not like the lineage was better. It was just that was a prophecy, so people would look for it, just like the end days. You know.
Well, that's why
there'll be great earthquakes and famine. You know, that's the same thing that people look for nowadays.
Remember I told you guys it was going to relate to us? Remember I told you guys it was going to relate to us? Because when we ask Jesus into our hearts, right, that we get baptized into the Holy Spirit, and we receive the Holy Spirit comes and lives in us. Amen? So we have the same responsibility as that king to represent Christ to the world.
Amen.
Keep that house clean, keep it in it too.
You get it? We're not perfect, but we still need to go to him. We need to keep that house clean to represent. He calls us to be ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
To be ambassadors of him. Amen? And you know, every time I mess up, she calls me a liar about 3 times a week.
Sounds about right.
Every time I mess up, you guys,
sounds about right.
Then it's like God has to start over again in that relationship. For me to be able to represent him again.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't until you decide, no, I'm going to follow Christ in this relationship, in this situation, in these situations, that you're representing him like you should. Mm-hmm. Amen? And that's what David always did. He always did. He was king, and one of his wives told him one time, don't dance and make a fool of yourself in front of everybody's watching. And he's like, who could stop when the presence of the Lord is here? I mean, because they were bringing the ark into the back
and
into
so it danced in the streets.
Yeah. Amen. Like, no, I don't care what anybody thinks, man. This is my God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And that's the way we need to be.
I think it's pajamas.
Amen.
Something like that.
Where's your treasures?
In heaven.
Oh, they are?
I hope so.
They're your heart.
Not in the world.
What did you think I was going
to
say?
No, that's what I wanted you to say. I asked the question wrong. I was going to say, who are your treasures is what I should have said. Yeah. It's first you allowing the character of God to live in you, which just comes from heaven. And you live on heaven on earth because of it. But then it's everyone that you share Christ with because you represented him. That's like a treasure.
Yep.
People. Amen.
People will be the jewels in your crown that we're going to throw at Jesus' feet.
Because it's his crown to start with. And then he's going to take his off and put it on his father's feet.
Yep.
You know what I was telling somebody today? That because they're misunderstanding heaven. Like how, everybody wants to know what heaven's going to be like, but they're looking at it from a worldly point of view.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I told them heaven's going to be like? And this, I'm telling you again because it relates to us, okay? Heaven is going to be like this. When the doors are closed and the banquet starts with the huge table and all of us sitting around it, the Son of God is going to put an apron on and he's going to come and serve his people.
While we're praising the Lord.
And he wants us to put an apron on now and serve his people. Do you understand?
Yep.
All the way there.
You get it? That's really, don't worry about if you have a mansion there. Or you have this or that or the other thing, you know?
That's not going to matter.
Because it doesn't mean anything. That's right. We're all going to have the same
apron.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that. That's a good one.
Like
we're all going to have the same apron.
We're going to serve each other. Amen?
Yeah.
That's well, how we're going.
Who's the greatest in the kingdom of God?
God.
It's not the scripture.
I know.
Amen. The least of these.
I know.
Last shall be first.
Amen. Definitely don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing.
I think most people don't understand that saying.
What he's saying is don't let Matt know what you're doing.
Matthew 6.
I'm joking.
Maybe you didn't read on how he elaborated on it?
Amen.
You don't remember where that's at?
Refresh your memory.
It goes along with the don't dwell on it long enough to think about what you're doing. Just give without thinking about it. Just it's in your heart, you know. It's just, don't like dwell on it. Like, well, maybe I should give, or maybe I shouldn't give, or you know, or maybe I shouldn't go help out the church, or
don't think about it.
Just go do it. Yeah. Just,
and when you do it, you don't.
Maybe I should go clean the church.
Yeah.
You did this.
But it's like it's.
You just do.
Maybe I should go help clean the church.
You don't need recognition for it.
You stop trying and you become your faith.
Yeah, you just want to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's what God sees
in secret. Yeah. You don't even think about it, you just do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it means.
The last thing I want to say about the actual scripture run, though, is Jesus was in a David was in a relationship with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Back then.
Right.
Before he ever
Who wrestled Jacob?
Understand?
And he whacked his hip bone out and he walked with a limp for the rest of the
life. I thought of that one earlier. Yeah, that's awesome.
Is that why I had to get a hip replacement?
Because he wrestled the Lord.
You'd stop wrestling, you'd probably be all right.
It'd probably change your name too.
So understand, the same relationship David had, and he prophesied about it because he was a
Jacob in the Bible wrestled.
That's
long enough to have one hip messed up.
But it also only happened through the actual lifeline lineage. Because and it also came through both Mary and Joseph.
Uh-huh.
Weird stuff, but anyways, another whole day.
Any questions, Sam? Or is this just overwhelming for you?
I'm just listening.
Oh.
She thinks you're all crazy.
Well, you'd be there. You'd be right.
Shall we go on?
I mean, see
she's
something.
Right, though.
I'm interested.
Well,
I've learned a lot.
We go on to the widow's offering.
Oh, what you tell us?
That's
not
like
all
of this. I don't
really
know
studying
anything.
What's your take?
Yeah,
what do you think?
The prison, right?
Yeah.
You guys all come
see
the
last thing I remember we learned was just like about David and like you're the king. So I was like,
oh, yeah. Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Right on, girl.
So after he caught their attention, he goes into this next part, right? You know who King David is?
He's a second king.
He's a second
actually,
king.
Actually, yeah.
Read First Samuel.
First Samuel what?
You know the one
letter.
All of it. You want to know who
it's technically one scroll. We just split it in two. I don't know why, but it goes back sometime, and then you can figure out why they split it in two. But
or just read.
I think it's to separate the first king from the second.
What
I think that's
the
why they split it.
Saul.
Chronicles.
Saul originally humbled himself before the Lord before he was a king, and then when he was chosen, like Matt said,
corruption got to him.
Yeah, his pride got to him, and he fell.
God already knew that. Why would he chose him?
To hopefully change his,
Good one, girl.
Read that's Saul. Or read Samuel, I mean.
God already knew you, but he still chose you. It's called free will.
Yeah, he was hoping to change your heart.
He was willing. God, I feel like, if you're willing, God already knows. But if not, then he'll go to the next.
That's right.
So in other words, I'll come back to you, but I need to move on. Well, if that was like that, he knew.
Mm-hmm.
David.
Well, I'll pose the question.
See, Saul could have came back at any time, too, but he chose not to.
Right.
Where David chose to beg for coming back
coming back every time. Yeah.
That's where the heart of God was. David,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
David messed up, but he had the heart of God, so he was convicted so deeply each time that he came right back to the submission, his face to the ground, put himself in ashes and sackcloth, which is mourning clothes. You know what I mean? We need to mourn like that when God reveals something to us. Because you know why people don't overcome sin today? Because they don't mourn like that. But if they mourn their sin like they're supposed to, it'd be hard to keep going back.
Jacob,
to
this Saturday, let's go wear sackcloth.
Pour ashes on ourselves. Experience that relationship.
Like everybody else?
One-on-one.
Right. You can't get close to God when there's sin in your life like that you can't overcome.
Right.
And you know already that you can overcome it if you submit to him.
Right, completely.
But we won't submit to him like we're supposed to. I mean, face
that
to the ground, mourning in sackcloth and ashes,
Right.
And that's where he says, if you seek me again, with your whole heart, you'll find me.
You seek me
with your heart. But we're so prideful. It's the worst thing in the world.
I got no pride.
It's just, it reminds me that song, The Reckless Love.
I'm humble.
If you got to tell people, you got no pride.
It reminds me
I'm humble.
The Reckless Love song.
I'm right.
Exactly.
That's
the point of what
I'm
saying.
I know.
And people don't like that. The reckless part, they try to change the words.
But
I
love you.
I love you, too.
We'll call Yogi back.
You used to do that. Because
there's a meaning.
He died when we were sinning against him, showing hatred towards him.
Yeah, when they were on the 49ers, he was on the Raiders.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I have no idea what they're talking about, but I like
football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a violent team.
I wanted to go back to her question.
It's a reckless
what is that, you? What is that? Oh, it's a table.
It's not reckless love because it's like
he knew us already. We were already chosen.
He forgives us over and over.
He knows who's gonna come to him and who's not.
But I wanted to go back to the question she asked because she asked if
who asked
if she Tony.
Tony.
Because she asked if God knew that Saul was going to do that, then why did he still choose him? My question for you on that point then. Is no, this is just to get you to think because this is to open up the whole thing and it'll give you the answer as well. Is if God knows that someone's not going
to
accept him, why does he give him the chance
to prove himself?
To prove who? Who prove who?
To prove himself, like. We can do it. Like he gives us the choice to like go back to him.
And he doesn't want robots, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
He
so then why did he give Saul the opportunity?
Because he knew he was gonna.
He would be a greater king if he would be.
If his heart was in the right spot, right?
Yeah.
Saul was so humble in the beginning, you guys. That when they went to get him to anoint him king,
he was like,
they found him hiding.
I'm good.
In the luggage.
They found him hiding. He was so humble in the beginning.
What do you mean luggage? They didn't carry any luggage?
No, it says, it said he was hiding in the luggage.
It does. It was like a.
And the luggage. Yeah. Well, not luggage.
You
but
have to go, you're probably going to have to Google it because there's different meanings. There are like three different meanings, but yeah.
Yeah, faithful to love, not just to
the time of that era. That's.
Okay.
That's what it would be.
Their
like.
Version of luggage.
Yeah.
You know.
Their backpacks.
But that doesn't even mean anything. What meant? What
knapsack?
What meant
he
something.
Was in hiding.
He was so humble. He didn't want to be king. He was like scared of it.
So he was hiding.
But once he got power and wealth and all this stuff, it all went to his head. And he knew the very first mistake he made. I think that was really bad, where he lost his anointing. Is he knew that God told him through Samuel not to withhold anything, but to destroy everything because it was God's, going back to the first fruits.
Yeah.
And Saul won a battle, and he kept stuff for because he was scared of his men, is what he said. That he was scared of his men because they were furious fighting men, you know, and he had to give them something for winning the battle. But the truth is, God saw his heart. That he wanted to keep some of that for his men and himself for power and prestige. But all of that he was giving up, all of that I say he was giving it up, even though he thought he was receiving something, was taken away from God in those people's eyes, in his own eyes. He wanted the recognition. He wanted to keep all that stuff. He wanted the wealth and the power.
Yeah, power corrupts fully.
That's why I was trying to tell you guys, with King David, he had the heart of God.
He represented God
to the people. He represented God's heart to the people, not that what took his anointing away. You understand?
Mikey answered it like this. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
Yeah.
He and as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering.
Not wanting anyone to perish.
Long-suffering to us, not willing that anyone should perish, but all should come to repentance.
Yeah, mine says, that's King James.
Yeah.
Mine says, God is not slow like the world sees slowness. He's patient, kind, and something else, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to the saving knowledge of Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's in
2 Peter 3:9.
Yeah. So, anyways, I forgot what I was telling you. But that's good, huh?
Now you understand?
It's all good stuff.
Fully.
Did
that help?
Yeah.
God is just, and it's his will that none would perish, that all would come to repentance. And so in that, God's going to give everybody a chance over and over and over. Then you always have a chance until you stop breathing.
And that's why he gave Saul a chance.
What's really sad is that he already knows the outcome.
Yep.
Because he knew you before you were ever woven into your mother's womb. And he's not talking about knowing just part of you. He knew every bit of you.
Well, you can see the full timeline, right?
He knew you before the creation of time. You know, but he wouldn't be God if he didn't lay it out for everyone the same. He's not a respecter of people. He doesn't have favorites. He doesn't have favoritism.
He already knows our mistakes, and he just wants us to do better.
He gives us favor.
Do better.
The Bible says he gives us the desires of our heart when we follow him. So he gives us favor, but he doesn't have favorites. It's through our faith that we receive the things of God. Amen.
There's a reason.
He does.
There's a reason why crosses are holding our skin together.
Crosses are holding our skin together?
What?
Huh? Explain that one.
Hear it.
You don't know about laminate?
Go ahead, tell me.
What?
Oh,
multicellular adhesion molecule.
We're getting back into
laminate.
The cross in our body again.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's what I said. There's a reason why the cross is holding our skin together, because it's a multicellular adhesion. Yeah, if I could talk.
So
adhesion molecule. They got a thing of it under the microscope, and they look. Scientists looked at it. It's the shape of a cross.
I got everybody.
Of course,
on that
it
video.
Is.
Yeah, I got it.
I saw my brother's when he was 17, so it's pretty creepy. I knew where you guys were going with that. That was creepy. Mm.
That's far out.
That's awesome.
All right. Come on, young man. Next.
All right,
session.
So now Ellie's got their attention, right?
Yes.
Because they're delighted in the word that he just spoke.
Yes. Now that he has your attention, because you're delighted in the word that was just spoken.
Yes.
Right?
I hope.
Hopefully.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, he says.
Jesus sat down on the opposite Oh, no, I skipped that. Hold on.
Oh, we're still. Oh.
As he taught, Jesus said, "Watch out for teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at the banquets. They devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. These men will be punished most severely."
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Why? Why do you think he pointed that out?
I don't know, but I want to know what it means. They devoured widows' houses. What does that mean?
Greed.
They took it away?
Well, they just charged them all the way until the widow had to sell her house.
Cheat widows out of their homes, and then to cover up the kind of men they really are, they pretend to be pious by praying long prayers in public.
She's reading
because
a commentary.
Of this, their punishment will be greater.
Yeah. And now, of these things, what are these things of that he explains that these teachers of the law do?
It was very well said.
Yeah, the way that
you and I,
he's asking
you,
is what there.
You and I yesterday, we talked about some of that, and I told you it was personal between
yes.
you and him.
Yes.
Has nothing to do with the church.
No.
Has nothing to do with any of us. It's personal, remember?
Mm-hmm.
That's remember?
Yeah,
exactly. But when people don't, I know people who the church came in, this is their own words, not mine, but the church came in after somebody passed away, their husband or whatever, we're talking about widows, so the husband one that I'm thinking of, even tried to take her insurance check and try to tell her how to run her house now and what she was supposed to do with it and all these other things.
Were they not strong women?
This one was. She ended up leaving the church over it and finding a new one. Amen. But so many aren't. So many aren't.
Yeah.
Just reality.
Well, those women get taken advantage of. They lost their pillar in their life.
People that aren't seeking the Lord fall.
Yeah.
I mean, they look for stuff like that to try to gain. You understand? It's true.
You take advantage of
them.
Oh, yeah.
There's another scripture, I forget, it's one of Paul's writings. He says they take advantage of weak-willed women. That's because of the situation they're in at the time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think why do you think they'll be punished most severely?
Oh, because they're not doing according to what the Lord said. Huh? They're doing their own thing. They're doing the worldly world. They're doing.
Because those aren't acts of love, that's
right.
For sure.
Hey, right on it, bro. Right on it.
You should have stood up with
you
that one.
And take a bow.
And take a bow.
Smile.
You know,
smile.
All of this relates still to what we were talking about with David.
Mm-hmm.
And our responsibility now that the Holy Spirit lives in us and we're ambassadors of him.
Yeah. These teachers of the law know the word,
yep.
And instead of becoming like what they know, they became more like the world on how the world operates. They turned it into the same exact thing that we see in pagan cultures, in tribal cultures, in hierarchy cultures. It's all the same things that happen. Instead, these teachers of the law had the Old Testament. It's nothing new. It's the same way that we got the New Testament is from the Old Testament. As they should have been able to see the same thing, but yet they saw the things with a worldly lens. Instead of tuning in with God, they tuned in with the world and just made the same things of the world.
At the time in that era.
Yeah,
Roman,
at the time in
like,
to this very day.
Like
worse.
Roman,
yeah.
Right? They wanted to be like Roman.
Well, yeah, they saw the Romans. They saw they had great power.
They
and
power.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
all wanted all.
Right?
That.
That's
the other
yeah.
lower people in their place.
As it was, and they wanted everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now, we'll forget it.
Yeah, they decorated their temples
instead of
helping the people that should have been helped with that kind of money, right?
They were given keys to
the
kingdom.
How's the homeless?
So after he got their attention, he shared with something like, something to try and get them to open their eyes, right? In their mind's eye, like, oh, well, this is really actually happening, right? After they got all excited about him talking to the Messiah. So shall we go on, or you guys got more on that? Okay. All right, so 41, is this where we're at?
Be a lizard.
All right, it says, Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were. The offerings were put, and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." Mm-hmm. What do you see there? I don't want to just tell you guys. Come on, I want to hear what you guys got.
So we're listening.
On the wrong side of the table again. Yeah.
Come on, anyone?
Come on, Dad. You know.
Anyone? Bueller?
Poor widow put everything in, everything she had. Put everything in. Brothers were only put in the fortune.
So should we focus on the money aspect of this?
The money, those wealthy people had so much, they only put in a little bit.
She gave her heart. She gave
her
heart.
She gave her heart.
What about her gaining time?
Hope and love. That's hope, faith, and love.
Those first people gave nothing.
She trusted in the Lord that the Lord would take care of us.
They just gave out of their extra, their abundance. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got this.
It wasn't their first fruits.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What do you mean?
Hope and love again.
Elaborate.
People who have all the time in the world
trust in the Lord,
but give only a small portion of what they have. And then people who have basically no time left to do anything else, at least give 10 minutes. And that's everything they had throughout the rest of that whole day to be able to do it. To be able to give to God.
To do what?
Worship and praise Him and study His Word.
What do you mean by worship?
You got to get on praying. Being in continual prayer and talking to Him all the time. That's what works
in aspect. It's in Romans 12, 1 and 2 is the definition.
Yes, that's
right. Yeah. You're on an aspect of it, yeah. Like, for sure. Like, that's part of worship, for sure.
It's like David said when David wanted to buy the threshing floor.
I just like that idea.
For, yeah. To be the Lord's temple. The threshing floor is where they built the temple. He wanted to buy it, and the guy said, "I'll just give it to you." And he said, "I won't give the Lord something that cost me nothing."
The one in the field.
Amen. That's where your treasure is. There.
That's a good one.
He said, "If it doesn't cost me anything, I'm not going to give it to God. I'm not just going to give Him something like that. It needs to be a sacrifice to Him, and that's the whole point. You know, it has to come from our heart, a sacrifice, not just in our abundance, not just in our extra, not just, oh, I got a couple extra.
She gave all she had.
Throw it in the.
She gave everything.
She gave everything.
Everything.
Take that spiritually."
What?
You're being tested.
Take that spiritually. Same thing.
What did you say?
I said she gave everything. She gave everything she had. She put her trust, and she gave everything to God. She, you know, she's trusting.
Oh, okay. You did take it spiritually.
Yeah, she trusted. She gave everything she had. That he would.
That's what he calls
take
us
to
do.
When I was a baby Christian, I got a phone call from some of the elders, and they were going around collecting stuff because somebody's granddaughter lived in San Bernardino, and she was hungry, didn't have any food. So they called some of the people from the church, and we were home, and me and Kathy started going through our cabinets, and we were taking stuff we wouldn't eat, you know, put it in the box. And I told her, I said, "I know we don't have a lot, but we need to give her what we would eat, not what we wouldn't eat."
Exactly.
So we started putting everything back. And we gave her the best of what we had in the house. And we, it was just like, it was a miracle to us that we actually could do that in our hearts. We didn't even know the lady. So about 3 or 4 weeks later, we were kind of struggling. We couldn't go to the store, buy groceries or anything. We were just kids with kids, you know? And there's a knock at the door, and it was Smith was his last name. Can't remember his first name. But he was somebody in the church that was always struggling. And he brought in these boxes of food. And he said, God told me to bring this over to you. And I go, Dale Smith. Well, Dale, we're not taking that from you because you're always in need of it yourself. You know? And we were hurting at the time, but we didn't want to tell anybody. We were like, no. He goes, no. He goes, I don't care what you say. I'm leaving it here because God told me to. And he left. And then me and Kathy, we were like looking at each other like, this is crazy. So we started putting the food away. And as we're putting it away, it was every single thing
what you guys gave?
That we gave to that lady. And it was when we needed it like she needed it.
Yep. Wow.
Those things, let me tell you, when those things happen, you guys, that's greater than anything. That's greater than anything the world can offer you. Those are amazing things, and that's what we're talking about.
I got somewhere to go.
He's going to take a somewhere bomb.
I got somewhere to go. It's going to be Luke 18, starting at verse 9.
Luke 18, starting at verse what?
9.
My God.
Didn't find what I was looking for, but I think I found something better.
Found something pretty good.
Funny how that works, huh?
It's definitely the Lord, because I was reading every single little passage I was going through. Trying to find it.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
So it says, everyone there?
Yep.
Okay. It says, to some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like the tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would even look up to heaven. He would not even look up to heaven, but would beat his breast and say, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
Man, that's what we were talking about earlier when I said, if we don't mourn our sin and wear sackcloth and ashes and be face down prostrate before God, we're never going to overcome it.
Doesn't this also rhyme with don't let the right hand know what the left hand's doing, it's not a strike?
Is that the one that sometimes they hit themselves?
Okay.
That he was talking about beat his breast, like he's actually like humbling himself, crying out to the Lord, like it's like bowing down as hard as you can.
Lord, this is me.
Can you make a comment about something about as you down to it?
Because there's one that goes like this, right?
Yeah, but that's not what it is. This is more of like a...
because of that.
This is more of like, this is me, you know, kind of act.
Okay. Like when we go before God, really spend time. That's why your life is changing.
I give up on looking for the other thing. That kind of said what I need to say anyway.
What you're doing or who you were, and you're he's causing you to see it so that you mourn it because you want more of him. Get it? But a lot of people aren't like that. I've had people tell me.
Oh, I get what you're saying. So
we're playing it too lightly.
So the difference between, the difference between us is that even if we commit the same sin again, we still are seeking Him. Where others, they'll commit it and did like, that's okay. I'll
pray.
Yeah, you can't produce fruit. We talked about it, John's baptism, right? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance.
Right.
So if you mess up, as long as you keep going back to the Lord.
But when you feel that, you know that you're sinning, you know it's wrong, and you keep seeking Him, keep asking for forgiveness, asking for Him to change it, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
You don't want to be like, oh, I keep messing up, I'm not going to go to the Lord.
I'm okay, I'm saved. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it's different. It's not that, and we can't say because we've been on both sides of that fence.
Right.
And that's why some things are changed in our life and some things we're still struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
But we know what it took for God to change those things in our life.
Right.
And that's why we need to be there all the time. Christian needs to be broken all the time. I shared it with you guys a minute ago, what heaven's going to be like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Christ has to be broken.
Welcome back to Bible study.
Christ has to be broken and humbled to serve people that don't deserve it.
Yeah.
Right?
I get it.
We have to be broken like that in order to receive from him that character. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
It feels so awkward walking back.
Nah, don't worry about it. It would be more awkward walking with Tony than walking by yourself. So that's good.
It's like the whole everything.
You're so messed up.
I'm just teasing.
Dang,
she's probably one of my favorite people, but I only pick on the ones I love.
That is true.
I don't feel love.
Well,
that's the point.
What? That's your daddy, and you don't feel love? Come on.
Uh-oh.
He's 100 times worse than I am.
He gives me more love than you do.
Oh,
Jacob.
Amen.
Jacob, I thought I taught you better than that.
I don't play these games.
Why?
It caused me to sin. Don't fall into the temptation. It's a trick question.
It's a circle fly.
It's a fly, son.
It's
it
a
almost
fly.
Got.
Don't say that.
Jackie, this one goes perfectly with what we were talking about, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You understand?
Yes.
The heart.
The heart,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. The heart.
And most of us, honestly, to be honest with you guys, most of us pound our chest. Right? It's hard to do it. It's hard to do a kind act without you wanting people to know you did it. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most of us are that way, but
well, we take. I take deep breath.
It's what I was telling you this week. It's what I was telling you this week.
I can do it.
Remember, I was telling you this week. Don't look at what somebody else is doing.
Uh-huh.
Look to what God is calling you to do.
Yeah.
It's like Instagram. You know. You scroll through your feed and everyone looks like they're having a blast.
Worry about whatever.
Right, it's perfect, you know? But like really behind that screen, they're going through the same things you go through.
Or worse, because
they
have to show something about it.
What's Instagram?
Nobody clicked like on my
YouTube.
Something that's not worth anything. Don't worry about it.
We got some young kids,
they
gotta like bring them into the loop, you know?
You know what always bothered me?
Oh, Gen Z.
Yeah.
What always bothered me with my nieces and nephews? Young people. I don't see it so much anymore. It's like they graduated to something else and I kind of missed the boat. I don't know where you're at now.
Mm-hmm.
But my nieces and nephews, they were more excited about how many friends they had online than actually making relationships with real people.
Oh, it's still like that.
Is it still like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you think the algorithms get so weird?
I don't even know. I'm just...
Not for me.
It used to be so evident before, but now they just became it or something.
They're like real friends.
Or maybe I want a big friend group.
Look
see?
What I ate. Oh.
What?
But it's not real.
15 minutes. Get your prayers in.
You didn't say
get your prayers in. 15
it's not real,
minutes.
Sam.
Now the question is...
No.
Oh, never mind. That one's for after.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, that's what you're talking about? Oh, then. Sorry.
Yeah.
To shine more light.
I see a look in her eyes. She's ready to kick off.
To shine more light.
I don't know. I thought I was going to run. I was driving down the wrong street, and it was only one way.
Is that the city?
Yeah.
Old people.
I was going the wrong direction and it was a one-way street.
Oh, you did that?
I did that.
I.
So what do you guys get out of these passages we read, like, as a whole?
Right. I'm somewhere else.
I can give you the simple answer or the complex one.
Go for it.
Which one do you want?
Start with the simple because it's probably the more truth one.
Where's your heart at?
Yeah. That's that.
The complex one is a whole verse that I couldn't find.
Where is the love at? That's my question.
In yourself, right? You're not asking about other people, are you?
Oh, no. She was asking about the...
Oh, where's the love at in there?
We're in the next section.
What do you think that widow had?
You remember the prostitute story I told you about? Widow?
Yeah.
We went to the next section while you were in the
That's this too, you know.
Yes, yeah.
I don't want to be like those people.
The widow's offering.
Yeah, the widow's offering had all kinds of love in it. She gave up everything for the Lord.
Yeah, but she gained everything that nobody else had.
Yeah, but she didn't see that at first. She only noticed that after.
She did the offering in love and by faith.
Was more. She
and it gave her hope.
Her love was in the Lord and not in the world.
She gained more. You know what would be nice is to know the outcome.
Right? That would be.
But we already know the outcome because when we surrender, we get the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh boy!
But you didn't get anything wrong.
Nobody ever
did. Right? She humbled herself
spiritually.
I believe God takes care of us really too. It's not like in material possession.
I really wish I could
more
find
so,
that
but He takes care of us.
You know,
we have our needs met, not our wants, but our needs. Sometimes our wants.
If our wants get met, it's because He's given His resources. Because if it's our wants and we're in His will, it's going to be anything we ask for in His name will be given to us.
I heard this morning, who was it? It was either Tony Evans or Charles Stanley. But he was saying the things that we want, God wants us to have them, but it's not our time, it's His time. And that's why we don't have them, is because it's not His time. Because a lot of things that we want, if the timing's not right, it'll corrupt us or lead us astray.
Usually it'll take us away from Him.
And so it's in His timing when we're right, when His time is right.
When you're capable of having it.
Yeah. Not really instant gratification.
Right.
Yeah. And if you let Him go to seek it, then you get lost anyways.
Yeah.
And the joy is knowing Him and experiencing Him. Like we always say, you don't wait till you die to experience heaven. You experience heaven right here, right now, by a relationship with Christ. And through that relationship, the joy that we share as we tarry
there,
another
has ever known.
Huh?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful walking with Him. And when you hear Him and when you see Him working, or when you share something with someone else, and you see their eyes light up, or you see Him take it in their heart. That's the
heaven.
It's beautiful. You know, it's not about all this stuff we make it about. It's about knowing Him and making Him known.
Oh, check. It's like we say the gold here is everything, right?
Yeah.
And there it's just asphalt.
Asphalt.
Doesn't mean anything. Pavement. That's the thing about God you guys should learn right away. A lot of people, all they want to pray is about worldly things, about having. And God's not about those things. He knows that those are the very things that are going to ruin you. And if He has you, and you have, like David, King David, the heart of God, then you can serve God with those things instead of serving those things and not having God in your life. Understand?
Yeah.
It's not that you're not capable of that. But I used to say it like this. You're a slave to those things, or you own those things. Do they belong to you, or do you belong to them? Because in Christ, they can belong to you and their resources.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in the world, then you're actually a slave to all those things, and you really are. Why, you know? I don't even know.
It's like this thing can be a beautiful thing, connecting to people and sharing with people.
What are you talking about?
But it can also be a hindrance.
You can go ahead and see that.
Suck you into the world.
He scared me for a second. I was sitting there reading.
You're right.
But you can use it to communicate with people, to share with them. I've shared the Lord's Prayer with a few people, and they've asked Jesus into their heart. A couple are sitting right there, by texting it.
So in other words, you're saying it could be
the Antichrist, but in the same time, you could use this to a different kind.
It's just a tool. It just depends on how you use it.
Right.
You know, the knife wasn't invented to kill people. Right. It was invented to cut fruit.
Oh, now you tell.
Oh, and meat.
Sure, and meat.
Fruit's too easy.
I personally think that's the most evil thing out there right now.
Well, it's the people that are using it.
It's how it's being used.
Yeah.
That phone is evil.
Your phone is evil. Everyone's phone is evil.
Because everyone's
except for Matt.
Being caught captive.
Mine's evil too.
Runs your life.
You should just marry your phone.
Yeah, pretty
much. I already did.
Everybody else is talking on their phone.
Yeah, you signed a contract with it once you bought it.
There's a person here at a train station.
It's more than that. It has nothing to do with the common part of it, really.
There's a legal bound contract.
Yeah, there you go.
I couldn't put it away.
Yeah.
I just want to let you guys know that this is the end of, like, a certain type of teaching, if you look at it from the whole aspect. Like, you remember in the beginning, it was more of, like, the good news. I mean, it's all good news, but it was more of, like, inviting. You know, and then after the 5,000, it turned into instruction, right? This is the end of that instruction, and then this is going to get to the. This is what it, this is going to get to the reason why Jesus came in the first place, right? Just when you see it as a bigger picture, I see it as like a way you walk. At first, you're fed milk, right? And then you eat meat, and the eating meat part is the instruction that the Lord's telling you, really. At first, you just believe because it's so good. It feels great to believe in Jesus. And then as you keep walking and growing in the Lord, it's that sanctification part where that's that meat, and it's an instruction. It's a way of living your life. And when it comes to the Gospel of Mark, this is the end of that part, you know, because... What we're about to get into is more of the reason why Jesus came in the first place, right? We're getting towards the end of like the way to live, and it continues on, but not as directive. Like, it's not the main point. Now the main point's going to shift to the reason why Jesus came, and it's just the prophecy. And everything. So that's where it's going to come to. Like, most of the stuff that's talked about after is like what is to come, right? His death, the end times, what they'll receive, you know. That's what the next couple chapters is really, really about. It's that shift of the narrative of the instruction part. And you can see it in the way you walk, right? Because when you knock yourself down and you think you're getting too smart, you get humbled again, and you go back to why you first went to Jesus, because he's there to save you. It's the same, that same pattern. And then when you get knocked back down and you go back to the reason why, you might take a couple steps back, and it's that goodness, and then you go back to the instruction again, right? It's that. That's the way I see, like, the big picture of the...
But that's what gets all your steps forward faster.
Right, is you... Because sometimes you're going to get... it's happened to me plenty of times. Sometimes I'm like, oh, man, I'm making this too complicated. I got to go back to the simplicity of things. You know, like, stop trying to be so smart, you know? You don't need to be smart. It's just live the way the Lord says to, yeah. You know?
I always fall back to the fact that this is God says, this is my will, that none would perish, that all would come to repentance. And so if that's the truth, is he going to make it hard?
No.
He's going to make it easy to understand.
It's so the simple, thing
a child
ever.
Can understand, yeah. It, right?
You know, growing
and so
up,
in that,
fun
if you
that
can't
stuff.
Understand it, just see Christ and let go of your mind
you
and stop
the
trying
recipe.
To think
if
it
if I change the recipe, it wouldn't be as good as
Jesus.
Why do you keep trying to change
you.
What you read? Quit changing what you read. I grew up with those little things, those little clues, and my mom would use those situations to yes, I get it.
Yeah, that's good.
So that's how I always think when you get into these, like, I can hear my mom and dad.
That's good. They were good role models.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how beautiful is that now that we're getting close to Easter?
I know, we're going to be like right there, right?
Yes. That's what I was like.
We're going to be right there.
All right, we're gonna
it's like
right
it's like it was planned or something.
Right?
Right? I didn't plan it. I don't plan anything.
Sure.
I don't plan nothing. I got a calendar and I don't like looking at it.
Absolutely. That's what wives are for. They make all the plans for you.
Yeah, I literally tell people, like, go ask my boss. That's my wife.
Mm-hmm.
She'll
oh,
tell,
yeah,
she'll tell me if I can go out or not.
Amen.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Who's squeaking now?
My brother.
Not me.
What?
Cried before a cry.
Oh.
Maybe can I go?
That's what I wanted to hear.
Okay.
That was good. Baby, can I go?
Kathy said, continue to pray for Carl's eyes. The problem he has, they have no treatment or cure for.
Oh, wow.
And they can eventually cause him to go blind.
What is it?
That she couldn't remember the name of it. Carl couldn't remember the name of it. And pray for CJ. He has speech therapy evaluation on Friday. And then keep Memo in your prayers.
Always.
Before we pray, any questions from here all the way back to chapter one? Anything you're still confused on?
You mean we have to remember all the other ones too?
No. Well, I can remember.
I'm just kidding.
I thought we were supposed to put it on our heart, you know what I mean?
That's right. Well, the
Spirit
puts it on our heart.
The heart has the same memory as the head.
The next passage
so,
says
yeah,
for us not to. You don't worry about what
Victoria
we're going to say when
and
we're
Kelly
in position.
And Kevin, for housing.
Let the Holy Spirit speak.
Towards
I think
we're going to go there, then I just want to pray for my daughter and son-in-law and kids, that everything keeps going as fast as it is. They are new homeowners, private sale,
amen.
And it looks like it's like a 2-week issue. And
amen.
They should be in.
Amen.
And it is because of all these prayers, prayer chains, you guys,
24.
She knows it.
Yeah, that's good.
Absolutely.
Amen.
She does know that. She did tell me to say thank you to everybody for their prayers.
Oh, praise God.
It's been
yeah.
crazy out there.
And Tina?
We could do Tina for her funeral
coming
up.
But it was today.
She had one, but she had to go back and get around.
Back
oh, they were, they hit it like me. We're all wrong. We're going back to
yeah.
stage one.
With a new doctor. Yeah.
The IHP bids are due in the next couple
yes.
days.
This
is like the final. So.
So puts family up for adoption.
I would love for a miracle to happen. That'd be awesome.
Little brother, I love you.
But.
Sorry, little brother.
What?
I'm sorry, little brother.
What did you say?
It's not my will, it's the Lord's will.
Your
the Lord's will in these bids.
Oh. And we don't want to like, stir up, you know, Matthew 6.
I need to adopt it.
Oh.
Okay.
Got it barely in there at the end.
You're squawking like a chicken tonight.
You know the
bike you someone's got a doctor appointment tomorrow.
Right here, I think.
Yeah.
And you'll be handed over to Rayon, persecuted and put to death. And you will be hated.
I think like 2, 1 o'clock or something.
Because of me at that time.
Oh, nice.
And you will turn away from the faith.
And
will betray and hate each other. Many false prophets will appear and deceive many people.
Okay, but I'm going to the office again. And then, you know, are you going to hear me? Here's the teacher.
But he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Witness is the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world. What is the testimony to all nations?
All the Bible verses that I took from here, all over in the back of my head.
So
I can't touch it.
You can't read the Bible.
Huh?
Take no thoughts.
And know you want to come pick up the rose.
Oh,
you know you want to just have
you text me.
I got to bring that red stuff back. Then you know,
5.3.
I'm gonna be taking stuff to you know.
Can you want key?
Key for what?
Here.
I have one already.
She's on G9.
Here.
Oh, okay, then I'll grab it. What's with Matthew 10?
About the power of what you should speak.
My hearing.
Okay, are we doing Matthew 10?
What's the same hour?
Yeah. Matthew 10?
Yeah.
What's in Matthew 10?
I don't know.
Matthew 10.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Are you reading Matthew 10?
Matthew 10, Matthew 10.
Matthew 10, 19.
Is that what you're reading?
You thought we were doing prayer.
We are. Do you have one?
You mean you're perfect?
No way. I haven't met anyone who's perfect.
What? I can't find the little numbers. Wait a minute.
I haven't met anyone who's perfect.
Whatever. 17 through 19.
17 through 19.
10. Matthew 10, 17 through 19. Be on your guard against men. For they will hand you over to the local councils and flog you in their synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you.
Amen.
Cut that up.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a reason for why we're arrested and brought before people, because we're supposed to share the gospel even unto death. Just like Paul did.
Paul was that example. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like Christ did.
Just like so many of the...
So many. They all did it. Huh?
That's how it got so big.
Mm-hmm.
In that letter to Diognetus, right? He uses that as an example of the proof for God, is that after all that persecution, it just grew more.
Yeah.
Isn't that itself an evidence that God's working?
The Bible and the Gospels says that every time something like that happened, some in the crowd believed and some didn't. Yeah. So that's how it grew, through persecution.
And the history book says that Christianity is the largest religion in the world with 2 billion.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I don't believe it.
And growing.
Is that counting like the people who just say it?
That's counting everyone that claims that.
Yeah.
So
Jesus is Lord?
Every group that's under the guise of Christianity. So it would be Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist, Jehovah's Witness, the Seventh-day Adventist, Mormonism, all of it. All of it claims Christ, and so now, but it always falls back to what Jesus said, narrow is the way, and few find it, broad is the path that leads to destruction. It's more than just putting yourself under a banner of a name.
Yeah.
It's putting Christ into your heart and make him Lord of your life and following him and having a relationship with him. That's what it's about. It's not about being under all rules and regulations. It's about putting yourself under Christ and allowing him to change your life. And through that, you'll follow those things.
Everybody.
Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your Lord, your God, with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Actually, the largest religion aspect of the world is what brought me to Christianity. Is because the three biggest religions in the world is Christianity, Judaism, and Islam or Muslim, right?
I thought that was a consistent neighbor that caused that.
They're considering Catholics under Christianity.
Oh,
and what it proved to me is that God's looking for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
The three biggest religions, because
yes.
They all share
God.
The same God. It's just now you got to find the truth. Right, and he's not going to tell you. He's going
to
want you to look for him.
Truth,
right,
yeah.
And if you go through all of them, you'll find it.
You gotta want it.
You know,
if you see me, you will find me.
Because
you'll see where the world's at in religion, and you'll see where the world's not at in religion.
Yeah.
You know.
The sad part is, in all three of those, sometimes people seek man over.
Yeah.
Over seeking him.
But if you seek him, you will find him. If you seek him with your whole heart. That's Jeremiah 29:13.
Now, earlier you were just saying,
you seek me, you'll find me.
You were saying the Ten Commandments warn you?
Hmm?
The Ten Commandments?
you were sharing with us the Ten Commandments.
The Lord's Prayer.
The Lord's Prayer. Oh.
The Lord's Prayer.
That's what he was saying.
Oh, I was talking about the sinner's prayer.
And the sinner's prayer.
The prayer of repentance. Mm-hmm. When you ask for forgiveness and ask Jesus to forgive you of your sin. And ask Jesus to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm. I'm not against other religions, but I want to make one thing clear because of Paul's statement, and that is that the only way scripturally that you can enter the kingdom of God is through Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of religions out there that fall under the guidelines of Christianity that don't believe in Christ that way.
And some of them are super weird. Mm-hmm. It's pretty
so
cool.
So just know it, you know, and the sad thing
it's pretty
is,
cool.
The sad thing is there's mega places that worship God without Christ, and what
I like so I can understand
what Jordan was or Jacob was trying to say a minute ago is if we seek him in any one of them we'll find him.
Yeah.
But the problem is people are listening to man and not seeking mm-hmm. him.
Even Paul didn't.
I'm not against
listen to man.
I'm not against
teaching.
People. You know, or anything like that. I don't want to talk trash, but I'm not going to deny Christ.
Right.
And no one can enter onto the Father but by him. Mm-hmm. He came as God manifested in the flesh, representing his Father. Mm-hmm. And if you don't accept him, you don't know his Father. No matter what guide
no matter
you are
what
under.
You do.
So I just had to make that clear because
carrying
that's
a banner and waving a cross, you still mm-hmm. you have to have Christ in your heart. That's the only one.
Yeah, that's the.
So that's why they say not everyone.
Well, you
have
to ask.
The kingdom
you have
of
to
God.
Ask.
Not everyone who says Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven. That's what you're quoting.
So you're saying everyone who says Lord, Lord.
No, no. Not everyone who says
clear.
Lord, Lord.
It just
you feel the same way, Jerry.
A few weeks ago,
that almost went down the wrong path.
Just you know what? Not to judge anybody or anything, but just stick with what Jacob said. If you seek me,
you will find me.
Yeah, and don't look at men. Look at literally the scriptures of it all, and you will if you look for just that, you'll find it's the road is there.
Right.
The trail's already blazed. You don't have to cut any. It might be narrow, but it's there.
You need to fact check even what we say.
Yeah, for reals.
Or anybody.
Please.
It's right here. It's right here.
Especially Orlando.
All you have to do, you can find anything you're looking for right here.
And Google. His voice is right here.
Uh-huh. Those red letters?
Okay. Right, but go here to find it.
Yeah,
he'll help you get there. He'll help you get there quicker, but go and. Fact check Google too. Fact check Google too.
Yeah.
Always start with where in the Bible
I
find such and such.
I can't say anything against that because I always tell them, look on your smartphone and find it quicker.
Half the time Google takes me where I don't want to go though.
Yeah, sometimes on a rabbit trail.
Like
Like I was like, okay, that's not what I was looking for.
I asked Celia if there was a God.
I remember part of
Siri.
Siri. Son's house.
What'd she say?
She went off to some weird thing, but you need to ask her. You have one?
What?
After
she gets
Bible study,
tell
like
us pray. Let us pray. It's already 8:10.
Amen. Something rather.
Yeah, it's
pretty weird.
It's all scientific.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
There's no more prayers going around? No? We have a lot, but still.
Prayer is prayer. If you need it, ask it.
Yeah, but it makes too long. We're in Matthew 6.
All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now and thank you for this Bible study, Lord. We thank you for the people here and the people watching online, Lord. We just ask that you would bless each heart, Lord, that is here. Help them to be filled with your Spirit at all times, Lord, and to go out from this place just thinking of your word only, Lord, and not to stray from it, Lord. Help us to stay on path with it, Lord. We ask that you would just have your blessings over this church, Lord, that you would continue having your leadership over it and leading us and guiding us in your Spirit, Lord.
Thank you, man.
We ask that you would just touch each leader in this church, Lord. Help them and their families just to be filled with your spirit at all times, Lord, and anything going on in their lives, that you would just have your hand over them and lead them and guide them in your righteousness, Lord. We ask that you would have your hand over Carl and his eyes, Lord. Just, we ask that you would heal them, Lord. The doctors say there's nothing they can do, but I was actually just reading it somewhere in Luke that it says that nothing is impossible for God. Mm-hmm. And so we know nothing is impossible for you, Lord, and that you could do all things, that you could heal his eyes and make him better, Lord. And we also ask your hand over CJ and the speech therapy, Lord, that you would have everything go according to your will, Lord, and that this baby would speak, Lord. Just help him, Lord. Loosen his tongue, Lord. We ask your hand over Memo and his and the family, Lord. Just take away Memo's pain, Lord. Help him to be without pain. Remove it all from him, Lord. The cancer and the pain, Lord. Just help him to get up strong and mighty in your name, Lord. Just help him during this time and give peace to the family, Lord.
Thank you.
No matter what the doctors say, help them to always have peace, Lord. Fill them with your peace and comfort, Lord. We ask your hand over Victoria, Calvin, and Callie, Lord, with the housing situation, Lord. We ask that you would continue being with them and strengthening them, Lord, and give them the house that they're supposed to be in, Lord. Help them to be led in your spirit to where they're supposed to go, Lord. And just fill that family with your spirit, Lord. And also help Orlando and Jackie, Lord. Give them peace, Lord. And help them to both grow in your spirit, Lord. Help them just to be focused on you and that their family would see your light, Lord.
Thank you.
In all situations, Lord. And Lord, help Leah's daughter, and we thank you for how quick the housing is going, Lord. We just ask that you would continue having it go quick, Lord. Just help them to continue to be filled with your spirit going out where they're at, Lord, and to continue just having a good time out there and to enjoy the time they have out there, Lord. Help them to seek you and find you, Lord. We ask your hand over Mary Jane and her headaches, Lord. We ask that you would just continue to remove them, Lord. I know she's good today and she doesn't have any of them, Lord. But we just continue to ask that you would keep them away, Lord. Help her to always be here because she knows she wants to be, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. We ask your hand over Leah's health as well, Lord, that you would continue helping her to have the strength to be here at all times, Lord, and to enjoy the time she is here, Lord. We ask your hand over Nick and have your guidance over him and in all aspects, Lord. Just help him to be filled with your spirit and have the fruit of your spirit in his life, Lord. We ask your hand over the people that aren't here. I was thinking Stephen and his family. Just help them with where they're at, Lord, and what they're doing. Help them to just enjoy the time they have, Lord, and help them just to be full of your spirit, Lord. And we also ask the same over Eric, Lord. He hasn't been here in a bit, but I know he's watching online as well, Lord. And help him just to continue being in your spirit, to enjoy being in your spirit and in the word. And if he's meant to come back here, Lord, then help him come back, Lord. We just ask your hand over his life, Lord. And we ask your hand over Roger, Lord, and the whole situation he is going through, Lord, with the doctor. Just help him to have that right, and as well as have your guidance over his life, Lord. Provide for his needs, Lord, and help him with every situation he's going through, Lord. And help my brother with his hip, Lord, and the surgery coming up. We ask that you would just help it go quickly and painlessly, Lord. And well, I know painlessly isn't possible, but we do just ask that you would help the recover be quick, Lord, and just help them to walk without any pain after, Lord. Just help them to be full of your spirit at all times, Lord. We ask your hand over all of us as we go home, Lord. Help us just to be safe and enjoy this week, Lord. And help us all just to be full of your spirit. In Jesus' name we say, amen.
Amen. Amen.